This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Belarusian opposition candidate Svyatlana Tsiyanouskaya announced in a video from Lithuania released Monday that she is ready to become the leader of the country. She said in part, quote, "I am ready to take on the responsibility and become the national leader in this period with the goal of calming the situation and entering into a normal period," end quote. This as the pressure for President Alexander Lukashenko to step down continues after thousands of protesters flooded the country's capital Sunday. The protests have been a constant after the August 9th presidential election that gave the six-term president more than 80% of the vote amid allegations of widespread vote rigging. The Belarusian ambassador to Slovakia says he believes he is not alone in supporting the protesters.
I have a feeling that a lot of colleagues should share my statements, my position. But of course, they have fears. They do not want to be fired.
European Union leaders will hold emergency video talks Wednesday to discuss the crisis in Belarus, where protests are swelling against the disputed re-election of President Lukashenko. The summit was called by EU Council President Charles Michel after Moscow said it was ready to provide military help to its ally, Lukashenko, who has ruled Belarus for 26 years. A European source said Michel decided to call the summit in view of the spike in tensions over the weekend. Ahead of Wednesday's call, Poland's deputy foreign minister said Monday European Union funds should be used to support Belarus. From Washington, this is VOA News. New findings out